This is Louis Lopardi, the Executive Director of All Out Arts. Welcome to a new season of radio plays on Fresh Root Radio. Our opening feature this spring is a quite exciting and ultimately surprisingly touching half hour by Claire Koenig. You will be listening to Diker Bikes, written and directed by Claire Koenig, with a sound design by Caroline Eng and audio engineering by Hazel J. Peters. A full cast list will follow at the end of the play, and you can download a detailed series program book on our website, freshrootfestival.com. We wish to thank the new and innovative Brown Arts Initiative of Brown University for their vision in supporting new creative artists, especially at this time of recovery from a pandemic which hit the performing arts so very hard. Their support helped today's author prepare this work for our podcast, which, by the way, is also generously supported in part, as are all our programs, by the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs and the New York City Council. Thank you for listening. And now, Diker Bikes.
My parents, like most of the people I know, have lived all their lives in the same one stoplight, flyover town that no one has ever heard of and no one ever will. Dad's the mechanic at the gas station. Mom's the local travel agent, but she doesn't do much business. A million years ago, though, my mom says she went to Barcelona, where she met a beautiful man on a motorcycle. A Vespa. Vespas are technically more like scooters, but that doesn't sound as sexy. But she met a Spanish man on a green bike who scooped her up and gave her absinthe on the beach. She said they walked into a cathedral and made love in the pews. She told me not to tell Dad. Not because we were really religious or anything. We aren't. But there's still something, some kind of fear that I felt growing up. Waiting in the cornfields for the school bus, watching the crows and the crickets like signs. I never really thought about what I wanted. I guess I didn't know how. When I dreamed, it was of Barcelona and Negronis and cathedrals and men on green scooters. My mother's dreams. Like the way that all the aliens in space movies are just variations of animals on Earth? Because where do you start, really, reimagining yourself? So, I guess that's where I come from. That's where I would have stayed, too, but
we pulled off at this watering hole in the wall, no sooner dropped the kickstand when I get spat on. So, I was in a mood. And sometimes, I just won't respond to anything unless it's a compliment or a fight. Lucky for me, this kid walks in.
Green!
Shot out of the mouth of No Place USA, just like me about a million years ago. Before any of this lifetime started.
What were you even doing in that bar?
Keep your secrets.
So, when she wasn't looking where she was going.
Gotta look where you're going, kid.
And she bumped into me and spilled blood all down the front of her nice white t-shirt. And I was in a mood. Now, you see, I come from nothing. Ran away from home, had a husband, then had a wife. Nothing worked out. Betrayal, tomato. It's all heartache now, and there are 32 flavors, but I can't really tell the difference between... Shut up! So I have these two friends who live a couple hundred miles away for most of the year and drive me up a wall when they don't. Hey, yourself, I'm telling the story.
You're telling it stupid.
Oh, am I?
Yeah. It was a white shirt, you said.
Yeah, and
I don't remember what color she was wearing because I wasn't eyeballing her around.
Décolletage.
Oh, say it again, Ducati.
Stop! I have only just begun.
You see, while Harley was ruminating on whether to fuck or kill the only set of breasts in the bar that she hadn't yet laid hands on...
When has Harley touched
I her? Was experiencing an epic epiphany regarding my newest artistic endeavor. A Georgia O'Keeffe-inspired ode to nature and creation in the form of an abstract collage made entirely from the cardboard coasters of the most remote, forgotten roadside bars in the continental U.S. of A.
Our usual haunts.
Coasters stained by the fluids of this American life. Blood, sweat, tears, beer, ice.
Water. Ice is
Yes, I know ice is a solid. I'm talking about the elemental breakdown of our nation.
Stay on target, Ducati.
Right. I have a brilliant idea, and upon the bar, I unroll my newest canvas.
Oh, God, I forgot about this part.
And then I am hit in the face with some very wet sabotage.
I'm sorry. The bartender wouldn't look at me, so I grabbed the soda gun.
Sabotage!
So, Harley's coming back from the bathroom, and Ducati's coming up on a tantrum, and I have never felt more calm in my life as I see this guy across the bar whispering to one of his buddies. See, this isn't one of our traditional spots. Hasn't been given the gay okay, but sometimes the risk is worth a drink to get you through an afternoon with clowns like these two.
Hey!
So now I see we're about to experience some turbulence, and so I say to Ducati, Dookie, it's time to pack up.
And I say to Saki, Kawasaki, you're not my mother.
And by this time, these guys are standing up, and there are two or three of
three.
Them.
Three? It was at least six.
I remember taking three myself, at
I'm
least.
I'm getting there. Jesus.
As I was trying to get some of the water off Ducati's picture.
O'Keeffean collage.
Ducati's O'Keeffean collage. I noticed suddenly a lot of
douchebags
looking at us. But this was before there wasn't us. One of them came up behind me and...
Not much to understand. I can see the first two are all cracking knuckles at their friends, thinking how much they'd love to push around some people who don't belong just because they can. And I think, well, boys, you're in for a surprise. Look alive!
Kid, watch it!
Would someone get her out of here?
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Come on, we gotta go. You're riding with me.
What's a dyke gotta do to get a drink?
Put that back on, Dookie. You'll get them all excited for nothing.
Look, Tanti!
I said this one time.
Hello?
Doesn't anyone want to hear my fucking story?
I do.
I don't.
Fuck off.
I want some booze.
That wasn't called for.
I will exchange my paper money for your alcohol.
Fucking hate this place. Let's go outside.
Come on, Dookie. Let's get your shirt back on.
Wait! A toast to the young stranger. You are here. In our midst, you have saved us from...
From what, dude? We saved her.
I was getting there. You have saved us.
Oh, my God.
Let her finish.
Saved us.
I really didn't do...
Saved us from... Ourselves. Yes, ourselves.
What in...
We have been embarking upon this circuit.
Barking.
Every year.
Well, there was that one
Almost
time.
Every year. For many consecutive years. And we are tired. Tired of this monotonous.
Monotonous?
This drab.
Who are you calling
this
drab?
This very ordinary running of the dykes upon their motorized bikes. Regular as migration, ancient as the spinning earth. The lesbians come out of their hole-in-the-wall apartments.
Hey now,
their
I like my...
insanely average day job.
Speak for yourself, Dookie. I am very
their
fulfilled.
Their bearded marriages.
I divorced that man so many years ago. That's really
but
not fair
you,
to...
You... You have breathed new life into these days!
Dookie, get off the bar. The bartender is calling the cops again.
Hey, kiddo. Looks like we should scram. Why don't you hop on with me?
Shut up, Harley. You were supposed to take her home hours ago. Come on, kid. You're with me.
Home?
Home? She's coming with us!
Ducati, don't be ridiculous. We don't know anything about her.
So?
So we just take her with us?
We've done more for less.
She's a kid, Harley.
Friends, shall we adjourn?
Come on. You're riding with me. Do you have a bag?
No.
Where do you live?
Not far.
Incoming!
So how do you like it?
No rush, huh? How far is your parents?
Not far.
So your dad's a mechanic, huh?
Yep.
Learned much about bikes?
Some.
So if I were to ask you about the brake calipers on my...
1975 MX250? Judging by the way she squealed on the road back there, I'd say the slides are almost froze. Yeah, look at this. You got a rag? Maybe some WD-40?
Under the seat.
Where are you meeting up with your friends?
Next motel they pass by. Ducati and Kawasaki will park their bikes out front. Shouldn't be too hard to find once you're settled.
Who chose the names?
The bikes, baby. Mine's been with me since the beginning. Old as my freedom.
No shit.
Shit! My first boyfriend was in the Angels. I was a biker bitch before I was a biker dyke.
The Hell's Angels?
Yeah, don't let their anarchist bullshit fool you. Chasing down all the other clubs. Charging dues, making up rules, and terrorizing those who don't play by them. And the three of us, they don't much care for us. None of the clubs do. We're in a lane of our own.
And your boyfriend?
Husband. Ex. Yeah, he's one of those. I stole this bike from that boy 12 years ago. Ended that marriage pretty fast. That night, first time I took her out on my own, I got cocky, and I crashed. The bike was in bad shape, too, so they left us both in a ditch. Kawasaki saw the whole thing. And that summer, she took me to the lodge for the first time.
Where's that?
The end of the road! Way up north by the border. Some folks in the fold got a hold of a little land, built a little house in the trees. Some folks going for campfires and kumbaya. I'm not one of those. Mostly it's about the road for me.
Sounds great.
It is. You make me feel... I don't know. Don't look at me like that.
Like what?
All cute. You make me feel like my little life waiting tables 11 months of the year so that I can spend 1 month on the road means something. Like I've gone somewhere.
Where are you from?
Purgatory. Doesn't matter.
What's your name, Harley?
Nanya. Live to ride, baby. I'm the all-American pastime. Hey. Do you trust me? Good answer. I've got another one. Would you like to come north with us?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
We'll be gone at least a month.
Okay.
Do you have things you need to put in order at home?
No.
Stuff you need to grab?
No.
People you should tell?
No.
All right, then. Hop on.
So we found the motel. They'd booked two rooms. Ducati and I took one. I got in bed, but my heart was still racing from the alcohol and the bar fights and the wind in my hair when... Are they...
fucking.
Do they always?
Nah, it's a long time coming.
So they haven't before?
Oh, sure they have.
I'm confused.
She lead you on?
I mean, we were talking.
Don't feel bad. Happens to the best of dykes. Wanna watch TV? I bet Jeopardy's on.
Oh, wow. I used to watch Jeopardy with my mom.
Hell yeah. Books in German? That shit's my fucking wheelhouse.
How old are you, Duke?
Thus spoke Zarathustra.
You look maybe...
Wrong.
35?
Guess again, bitch.
45?
Austerlitz!
Man, they're really going at it over in the other room, huh?
So one's away.
Can you maybe turn up the...
Damn. You're right, Trebek. Proust is French.
The Sorrows of a Young Werther?
Wanna fuck?
Oh. Wow. I don't know. I mean, we just met.
Oh, are you a virgin?
No.
Oh. Just like that.
Like what? What am I doing here?
Oh, shit! Fuck! Fuck! I know! What's the one about the one with the giant cockroach?
Pass me the pack.
Go again?
Nah, not tonight.
New girl is cute.
You think so?
Yeah. Got a kind of boy, babe, Peter Pan thing going on. If she changed the hair. I mean, it's hot.
Come here.
Oh.
Come here.
New girl's doing it for you?
Stop.
I mean, I don't disagree. That's what I was saying.
Never mind.
When your bike was on the fritz tonight?
It wasn't.
And she got all up under the hood with her daddy's little wrench.
Stop.
Cranky.
I'm serious.
Little motor grease on her face. So cute, I just had to...
My bike was fine. She didn't do anything. I said it was rattling a little on the last stretch, and I left for a smoke, and she had her hands all up in my engine.
She said your spark plugs were dirty. Probably your carburetor, too, you filthy little...
Stop.
Okay. Sorry.
Joe.
Don't call me that.
Fine. Harley. Why is she here?
Why not?
I thought we said we were packing light this year.
She's great. Handy in a fight, handy with a wrench. I bet she's handsy, too, in the right context.
Sure, whatever. She's fine. But I thought you said, after the shit that went down last summer, that you wanted it to just be, you know, us.
Well, I changed my mind.
Well, I didn't. I thought that was a good idea for you.
For me?
Yeah.
I don't need you to tell me what's a good idea for me.
Oh, okay. So you've been good? Had a good year?
Yeah.
Being alone has just been so liberating?
Yeah, it has.
And family court? Delightful?
Fuck you!
You fucked up! And I know it hurts. I just want you to talk to-
I'm fine! I gotta make a call.
After a day or two, I was getting to know them. The rhythm was pretty much the same. Road, bar, road, motel every once in a while to sleep it off, road again. I rode with Harley, mostly. Once Ducati and I took a little side trip to see a giant ball of something. I don't know, we never actually found it. But with Harley, I felt... I mean, we were on this bike for days. Body to body. My arms, I didn't know what to do with them. Around her, we just met. We were going so fast. The wheels were under me, but they could be knocked out by the wind, by a rock on the road, by a fucking pothole. And then my body and her body, we'd be flying, and eventually we'd have to come down. That's been this whole thing, though. When am I really going to think about the fact that the spare helmet she lent me is a spare because it got cracked or got crooked somewhere a million miles ago? When I'm in the ICU and I can't pee by myself or move my legs? I was just on this bike. My arms clasped around that place under her breasts, and she was wearing her leather jacket, but I knew she wasn't wearing a bra, and I thought about that soft skin under there. My big helmet head bumping against her big helmet head, wishing I could fit it in that spot between her shoulder and her neck that I looked at every time she took off her helmet and shook out her hair. Am I making any sense to you?
Sounds like love to me. So, how's a lucky gal like that find herself hitching it on an 18-wheeler heading south?
Well, we stopped for breakfast this morning, and...
Dookie!
Cool down.
I told you before, and I will tell you again.
She knows.
If
she
you
knows.
Eat my fucking pie...
Can we do something?
I will come for you, Duke.
Is everything all right
here? I will come right for your face. Oh, we are doing just fine.
Could I get some more coffee?
We're fine!
Thanks.
Someone's bleeding.
Ducati!
Deductive reasoning, bitch. You're eating pie for breakfast, which habitually speaking means you're feeling a certain connection with the moon and the tides if you catch them adrift.
Hey, could I get another slice of that pie?
Peach, or did you want to try the cherry?
Cherry.
I'm done.
Hey, sweetie, could I...
Duke, leave it.
But...
Don't fuck with her. She's not gonna come around.
But she's hot.
So's your mother. This cager, looking at her ass face in the rear view, almost ran me and the kid off the goddamn road this morning. Did you see?
Cager?
Operator of an enclosed vehicle.
I mean, the fucker just swerved out of nowhere. I think she was flossing or some shit.
It was a little scary.
See? Stone-faced McGee over here was a little scared.
She's a hard
one. Stone-faced McGee! Good one, Harley. We should get out of here. New kid, how about you ride with me on the next stretch? Give Harley a break.
I'm good.
Let us get to know each other. It'll be fun.
Sure.
Whatever. Bill's on you.
Hey, that's
Don't test me.
So what's your deal?
Did you say something?
What's your deal? Are you gay?
I can't really hear you.
I see you look at Harley.
Should we maybe pull over?
Don't play with me.
I really don't know what you're...
I just want some answers, okay?
Pull over.
What?
I said... Oh, shit.
Can't hear.
Holy shit.
What?
Fuck.
Are
Fuck.
You...
Stop the bike. Please. Please stop the bike. I swear I'll tell you anything you want. Please, God, I have to...
Napkin? I saved them in the tank bag. Harley's skeptical that I got a bike with built-in storage for things like drive-thru napkins. I had to sacrifice some tank capacity, so I make a few more stops to refuel, but at the end of the day, I keep going when they can't. Think ahead. Don't turn back. This life with us, it's a long game. You get what I'm saying? I'm talking about stamina. And I'm talking about loyalty.
Thanks for the napkin.
How are you feeling?
Ill, mostly. Do you not like me?
That's not the question.
What should I be asking?
What are you doing right now?
Recovering? Because you drive?
No, what are you doing here?
Like, with...
Us.
Us?
Harley.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I guess I'm trying to...
Find yourself.
What?
Follow your heart, lick a pussy, tell all your friends back home that you've discovered your inner lesbian goddess.
Why are you...
Kid, I have heard it. Whatever you're about to say, I've heard it. I'm changing my question. I don't want to know why you're here. Frankly, I don't care. But there is a price for everything. So what are you putting on the table?
I didn't know that was a requirement.
Clearly you don't know shit. So stop acting like...
Like what?
Like that. Like all that. You don't know how fucking hard my life has been. You have no clue and you don't get to...
I'll just walk from here.
Walk? Where?
Thanks for the ride.
Walk where? You don't even
Say
know...
Say bye to Harley for me.
Kid, stop. God damn. Fuck. Fuck it.
So I just...
Walked away.
I guess I didn't belong. You know, I followed them there. To the bar where we first met. They come through my town every year, and every year they have to stop for gas where my dad works. And every year my dad complains about them. And every year I've been curious. Why do they make him so...
Well?
What?
You know, we men, most of us were taught that we've got to hold to some principles.
Principles?
Now, don't you go putting words in my mouth. I'm just saying it can be a little... It can shake you when you've lived your life thinking things are one way when really there's a whole mess of ways they could be.
Uh-huh.
All I'm saying is you might give your old man a bit of grace.
She's so free.
I know some folks can play like they ain't got no home or nothing tying them up, but take it from one tumbleweed to another. It ain't ever been like that. Heroic, I mean. When that really is the truth, then it's just sad. Why not take you home? Drop off ain't too far from here. Don't mind turning around once I'm off the clock.
Can you let me off here?
Here? Here's nowhere.
That's all right.
Sweetheart, you're gonna get yourself mighty lost.
I've been lost a long time. Thank you for the ride and for the company.
You take care now, you hear?
I will.
Saw these folks with a nice bike once at a stop somewhere along the Canadian border. I used to have a bike like that back in the day. Classic American cruiser, got the apes up high and everything. Well, I left it to my daughter when the wife and I separated. Couldn't keep spending time going all the way back to Oakey for a hot meal and a scolding. Weren't worth the heartache. Anyhow, I saw these folks with this bike. Seemed like it was giving them a spot of trouble and I was making good time. So I'm moseying on over after I finished up my sweet potato pie at the last American fill-up station, and I said, "Hey, fellas, nice piece you got there, Harley." And one of these leather people looks up at me and grabbed at the skin on her chest and said, "Who you calling, fella?" Well, I laughed at that. Hey, what else is there to do but laugh, I suppose? Made a little observation about the transmission. It's all about the transmission on those classy old ladies. And she said, "Thanks, Pops." I was working up my curiosity then, so I asked what they were up to. A gang of nice gals all with their own bikes and strapped into their gear riding around up on the border. The guy with the fine old beast says to me, "We're dykes on bikes." And I said, "Well, suppose I can't argue with that." She reminded me a little of my daughter, that one. Odd to say that. I don't mean it. I mean my daughter. It was probably just the bike, something in her face, if I'm being generous with the memory. Thought about my little girl then. We stopped speaking when I left her mother. I wonder what she did with that bike I left her. Wouldn't blame her if she sold it. Hell, she might have given it away, the kind of father I was to her. But there's a part of me that wants to believe she learned how to ride it. Seeing these gals out there on the road pissing off in the median, taking their coffee black and wiping the motor grease off each other's faces. Well, they made me wonder if maybe that'd be a life she'd want. Follow her daddy out onto the open road. It's not a bad life, I always said. Her mother disowned her, though. That's a fact.
Diker Bikes, the radio play. Written by Claire Koenig. Sound design by Caroline Ang. Audio engineering by Hazel Peters. Featuring performances by Madeline Russell, Jahan Haddad, Roe Reddick, Fiona McGuire, and Jesus Vaez. Made possible with funding from the Brown Arts Initiative.
This has been a presentation of All Out Arts, financed in part by the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs and the New York City Council and by listeners like you. Please download the full-color program book of this and other productions at freshfruitfestival.com. And thank you for tuning in. This is Louis Lopardi in New York City.